The Enigma of Garlic, 44 Scotland Street, Book 16, written by Alexander McCall Smith and read by David Rintoul. The paper on which Domenica had been working, and to which she would return after she and Angus had consumed their dinner of tomato soup and scrambled eggs on toast, represented the first fruits of a significant piece of research. Unlike the fieldwork she had previously done in her anthropological career, which involved travelling to distant and exotic places, Domenica's latest project was one that took her no further than the slopes of the Pentland Hills on Edinburgh's southern boundary. That is not to say that it was without risk. There had been several difficult moments in Fairmile Head, and even in Morningside itself, the epicentre of Edinburgh respectability, but by and large there were none of the dangers that she had faced on her earlier forays into Papua New Guinea and the Malacca Straits. Domenica's career had closely followed the cursus honorum of the academic anthropologist. An undergraduate degree had been followed by research for a PhD, and that, in due course, led to a postdoctoral fellowship. The PhD was completed under the supervision of the distinguished social anthropologist Professor Lance Studebaker, an authority on the use of linguistic evidence in support of anthropological conclusions. Studebaker came from a cosmopolitan background. His father had been an American Air Force colonel who spent some years as air attaché in the American embassy in Sri Lanka. It was while he was in Colombo that he met Anna Marie van Vonk, the daughter of a prominent member of the Burger community. The Burgers were people mostly of Dutch or Portuguese origin who had lived in Ceylon, as it once was, and Sri Lanka, as it became, for generations. Most of them had intermarried with the Sinhalese and become very much part of the patchwork of peoples who made up Sri Lankan society. The Van Vonks were tea merchants and had their own small tea garden not far from Gaul. Anna Marie, the eldest of three daughters, was a bird painter whose works had attracted an international following. Her delicate watercolours of the island's birds were displayed in museums all over the world and had been published, too, in a handsome, privately printed book. Lance was born in Colombo, but was taken back to the United States at the age of four. He was educated at Phillips Exeter Academy and then at Princeton, where his interest in anthropology was first aroused. Because of his family connection with the country, it is perhaps not surprising that he should have chosen to do postgraduate research into an aspect of his mother's country, concentrating on the sense of Dutch identity experienced by the Burger community. To this concept he gave a name, Dutchitude, a nod in the direction of Leopold Sedar Senghor's influential work on identity. The notion of Dutchitude attracted considerable attention and rapidly became widely used in several cognate disciplines, including sociology and social philosophy. Asked what exactly it meant, Studebaker explained, "Dutchitude is what the Dutch feel in their essence. It is not a state of being that will exclude..."